Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G, DC, and Lex Schoen discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
Y'all are tuned in to the Sonicast. Myself, Sana G, of course, my man.
DC, hello, what's happening?
Holding me down one time, and we have a special guest today, which, I mean, I think it's really important that we get the word out there and just give you some praise, sir, for what's going on over at Cal State East Bay, also known as
Cal State Hayward one time, you know what I'm saying? Stack, shout out to y'all out there.
So you're a part of student affairs over there at the school.
Yes.
Right? And we were talking about on air for What's Good in the Bay, the program called Hope.
Yeah.
So that's why we have you here to tell everybody, you know, a little bit more about the program and if you need help, how to get it.
Right, right. Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity.
Of course.
You know, it's been something that's great to be a part of.
Sorry, by the way, his name is Alex, everybody out there.
How you doing,
the man Alex over there.
But Hope, Hope is called Helping Our Pioneers Excel. You know, the name came from a pretty powerful story. I got hired on campus in February and have been hit the ground running. We started this program in October. It started off kind of as just an emergency intervention program. And as we all know, we don't like to say we need help. We don't
Man.
Like to say we need, you know, an intervention or an right. emergency because you kind of feel weird about it.
Right.
So we had to figure out what can we really say this hope, you know, for the program to be called or changed to. So I've been working with a student, actually, really student, living in a car for about a couple years, dealing with a lot of depression, anxiety, suicide.
Yeah.
A lot of different things were coming up.
That's
and
rough.
I met with her. Initial time, I've been there maybe 3 months. Just told her, you know, hey, I kind of see some things are going on. Let me know if you need help. She kind of ignored me, blew me off. Sent her an email about a week later just saying, hey, you know, I kind of know you blew me off. I know it's kind of weird or whatever, but I want to really help. Just let me know. She shot me back an email and said, you know what, you kind of saved my life. Shocked me. I was like, wow, that's, you know, impactful. I'm glad I was able to do that,
right.
But what do you mean? She said, I was contemplating suicide because all the failure I had in life
Sheesh.
Prior to you contacting me. She was
right.
like, you know, people would tell me, I'm going to follow up with you. I'm going to talk to you. I'll help you, but nobody ever would. She was, it's the first time in years somebody followed through, and it gave me hope to live to the next day to come see you. The light bulb went off in my head. Why
right.
not call this program Hope? Why not give you something that we all need to succeed in life with? If you got a little bit of hope of whatever you're going through, it's actually going to be something that will give you that next oomph to get on and get over that hump. So we named the program Hope, came up with a slogan for it, and ever since we've been making connections within the community. I've been working hard. We have an on-campus food pantry that serves our students up at East Bay. That's open Monday through Thursday. We have a food pantry on Concord's campus where we have contracts with Alameda County Community Food Bank and also the Solano Contra Costa County Food Banks to be able to buy foods at a very discounted rate to
right.
stock our food pantries. The campus kind of woke up and we've done food drives and all kind of unique things to really stock our food pantry. So, you know, we have staple items. It's not just your stuff from the food banks, which are donated. It's name brand stuff. So we got Nature Valley.
Not know. Just white labels.
Yeah.
Right, right.
With a pig right. just on the side
right.
of it. Just
right.
eat that, exactly. whatever it is.
Right. It doesn't say peanut butter with the white, you know, paper with the
whatever,
black letters.
Though.
Yeah.
You
whatever.
Know, we got Jif. We have the stuff that makes when students come in. You got Cheerios. It's not the bags of cereal. It's like Honey O's and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. You know, a lot of our students walk in and say, well, this feels like I'm going to Safeway or Lucky's or, you know, a name brand store. And it makes me feel like you all care.
Can I ask you why you think it's important that the labels are there? Because, I mean, if somebody is at the point where, you know, unfortunately, shout out to the young lady that you're talking about, not that food mattered to her at that moment in her life, but, I mean, you guys are bringing together, I mean, resources for students that literally have nothing.
Right.
And I get what you're saying. Like, you want them to feel like they're still probably living a normal life. Like, you're not rock bottom. You're not doing any right. worse than anybody right. else. But, I mean, the fact that they even have that. I mean,
right.
who cares what it says? You get to eat today.
Right.
How about that?
Right. And that's a big thing. But to me, I feel like when you need something, you also want to feel like somebody cares.
Mm.
Getting that handout is hard. You know, to go in and get help when you're not used to that type of thing.
Yeah.
When you go in and you really don't notice something, it makes you feel uncomfortable to say, well, I really don't know what that looks like. Or I feel like I'm really getting a handout.
Right.
right.
And which is okay, because some of the stuff is like that. But it also makes you feel good to see, I know what that is.
Right, right.
I wanted to buy that in the store and I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
But now I can get it for free. And that makes me feel a
That's
little
true.
Bit better.
Nah, I mean, My stepmom, you know, my pops, I remember when I was a kid kind of being on welfare back in the day and having to go to the grocery store and only being told they could only buy certain stuff. So when you got back home, yeah, you had cereal, but it didn't taste like nothing.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
So it, you know, to a degree, it definitely, you know, is going to put a little bit more joy in somebody's heart to get something that, you know, maybe familiar to them or something like that. Like, yeah, you're eating, but at the same time, you know, you're right, having right. something that may have reminded you of a time where you didn't have those worries.
Right, right. And I mean, it's been great. You know, that's a piece of it. We give toiletry kits to our students. So mm-hmm. if you need toothbrush, toothpaste, mouthwash, shampoo, conditioner, and it's Oral-B, Crest, Listerine, you know, and yeah. I'm excited about being able to do that. You know, I didn't, when I first started this, I always had a big dream to say, I don't want to give you bare minimum. You're going to college to better yourself. And if we can make it that much easier and meet your basic need,
right.
because if I didn't have toothpaste and toothbrush, I wouldn't want to come to around anybody,
right,
you know,
right.
or feel clean about yourself. Yeah. Feeling clean, a shower will change your life. And having students come sit in my office and say, Alex, I haven't eaten or taken a shower for 3 or 4 days. What can you do?
Man.
And I'm like, well, what's going on? Well, I don't have money to, you know, buy stuff to clean myself, or I don't have anywhere to live. You know, what can you do about that? It shocked me to say, why are we letting our students pay this tuition and go to school to better themselves, but we forget that there's also things they need to get there,
right.
and why not provide that?
So. Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. There's that. There's also the fact that a lot of students, you know, because a couple of my homies are linked in on the campus over there at East Bay, and a lot of students are there on Cal Grants or on right. Pell Grants, right, which are taking care of all of their like
schooling
the
tuition,
and
yeah.
their needs in that way.
Right,
but,
right.
you know, maybe their parents don't really come from anything or they don't have
yeah. right.
whatever they need. So it's like, yeah, I'm here and I may have somewhere to lay my head or whatever. And sometimes not even that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm getting my school taken care of. But outside of education, I'm needing in these other ways.
Right. And we're unique. We're in the Bay Area. We all know we are in the Mecca of
stuff is high.
You know, stuff is high.
Right.
right. So, you know, they're tuition paid for, but rent in a space in a
my
room,
goodness.
900,000, 1,200.
Right.
How can I really do that?
If Some you're lucky.
Them, exactly.
Right.
So, you know, that's just been a struggle, but we've been trying to help. You know, from the fall when I started, we've done the toiletry drives. We do business clothes drives for them. Hey, they need a job. They have interviews. They have business classes they go through. So we have suits and ties and dress shirts and for men and women that have gotten donated and good stuff. You know, I go through and make sure it's quality for our students because it's important when we're preparing them to be professionals. We have to do more than prepare their mind, but we have to actually prepare them physically and mentally so that they can step out into the world and do some change like they really want to
right.
do. So, you know, we've been hitting it hard, doing capital campaigns, trying to raise funds, you know, any information that you're looking for on the HOPE program. We do have a website through the university. It's www.csueastbay.edu/hope. You can find all the information on the program. If you want to donate monetarily, there's a big red nice donate button on there.
Hit it.
But it helps. And all those proceeds and funds goes towards being able to provide food, being able to provide emergency economic response relief, because we have students that come and say, you know what, my car broke down yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's $2,000 to fix, and either I pay this or I pay my tuition or my rent. What we're going to do, because I got to decide on one. And if I can't fix my car, I can't come to school.
Right.
I have to drop out. So the university wants a program that has enough endowment fund to say, if you need an emergency grant for economic crisis, if you're going through a situation where you're going to be evicted and you're really at your wit's end with things, can we step in and really show you that we want you to be successful? You know, there's other CSUs that do something like this, but I personally, I don't do small. You know, when I came into the university, I told them I have a big vision for what you guys want to do. And you brought somebody in that's going to step out and make some real change in
yeah.
this university and across the CSU system wide. Because the study that came out that our chancellor's office did, 1 in 10 students are homeless, living in their cars. And I've seen them, you know, count surfing, living with a friend, a buddy. And they say, well, you know, their landlord said I got to get out or they're going to kick them out. And
right.
I can't,
wow.
we can't both become homeless. So
right.
what do we do? You know, 1 in 5 aren't eating. They're not, you know, I don't have enough food. I'm going to class on this. I'm starving. And to sit down and hear that and to not have just something to hand to
them. A resource, yeah.
A resource has been just the hill that we've been climbing. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough that people hear things and they see things on TV and they call in and generously say, this needs to change. I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking for more of that. Like, we need that right now, because right now we're operating from, that's how we really fund these things, by looking for anyone to say, here goes how I can assist. And if it's donating food or donating clothes, you know, you can, all my contact information is on that website. You know, hope is something that we want to say. We donate hope, we give hope, we receive hope, or guess what? You need hope, then come see us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message that East Bay is really giving out to the community.
I mean, Alex, I mean, at the core of this is you and just the situation with that young lady, just developing something that pretty much has brought the entire community over there together. Mm-hmm. And then just everybody who's involved in the school, either roundabout or just even respects, maybe alumni or whatever the case may be. And I think that's dope. I mean, aside from, I don't know how much grant money you're getting to help you make this happen, but really it's just been kind of a word of mouth thing. And
probably
the people receiving help, like, man, they got a great program going on here. So not only, you know, reaching out to other people who need the help, but also bringing in folks that can give the help, which is dope because, you know, you're doing things that people always talk about, but they don't.
Right.
And it's just dope that it's not even really for you. I mean, look at you. You're a dapper young man.
That's right.
I know you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your paycheck looks like, but it looks like you're doing good. Right. And you just want that for the students in your school to have the same thing at the end of the day. And that's what drives you and everybody who's involved in helping. And, you know, it's just a excellent, like, role model yourself and the program itself just to have out there for even people to know about. Even if you don't need it, it's amazing. And walk away knowing that you also can do something like this, period, to help somebody else later on in life.
I mean, it there's probably a lot of students who take pride in that who are on the campus, you know, who are just like, yo, this is what we're doing on my campus. And I'm excited about it. And also, just want to put this out here to anybody who's thinking about donating, you know, or any of the adults out there.
Please do.
Who may be listening in or whatnot. Like, I don't know if y'all remember what 18 was like, or 19 or 20 around your pocketbooks.
Top right.
But it wasn't really all that great, you know? So while you're out there and these folks are trying to get an education, they're trying to, you know, do some better things with their lives.
Right.
They're trying to, you know, put some work into their communities and whatnot. I mean, definitely feel like you can feed into them, you know what I mean, or give and to them, because they're going to be the change makers moving up and moving forward. And you want those folks to be able to, you know, learn the best way that they can. And as you know, you can't really do that on an empty stomach. People have been telling you that since elementary school.
Right. Breakfast is the most important meal. And we try and give that to them.
I mean, for the doubters and the naysayers and the critics of the youth running around your neighborhood. And you think, oh, they're never going to be nothing or whatever. And some of them might just turn around and go ahead and surprise you. But be out there broke trying to get an education. Put your money where your mouth is, man.
Right.
Get on the website.
Yeah.
You wanted to say all that negative stuff, and now they're actually doing something and proving you wrong. Find it in your heart
Help
and your soul
out.
To go ahead and make a donation if you're doing well enough to do so.
Yes, please. It'll help. It'll change the lives of, you'll be surprised what a granola bar does to change a student's life. I've changed many lives on granola bar and providing food at our, being able to send our students to our dining commons to eat for free. You never understand the impact that you have when you feed them or say, eventually we want to be able to give you a scholarship. You know, I've had students come in tears saying, you don't understand how you changed my life by this simple encounter. So, you know, it's again, csueastbay.edu/hope. Check it out. I mean, there's information on other students that we've helped. That the community has stepped up, the Cliff Hotel stepped up in San Francisco.
Nice.
Really big for one of our students and provided, you know, big shout out to Michael out there, the general manager. He called me in of one of our first stories that ran on CRON and gave our student free room and board to
That's
stay
beautiful.
There. She was a non-traditional student, older student going there, living in, you know, her car. And I mean, just her life, when I tell you, has changed dramatically to the point to where I see her now. She's saying, you know, Alex, I never thought in a million years this would happen. I prayed about it. I wanted it to happen. I just knew something was going to happen. I didn't even believe you when you first talked to me. And I told her, look, we're going to make this happen. I don't care what we do, but I'm here to make change, and we're going to make that change happen. So, you know, I thank the community for those that have stepped up, but we need more, and we'll welcome you more.
Absolutely. So let's hit off the website one more time, because I know y'all have forgotten by now.
Right.
And this is my man, Alex, from Cal State East Bay. He's a part of the Student Affairs Office.
Right. www.csueastbay.edu/hope, H-O-P-E, helping our pioneers excel.
Beautiful. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Sonicast. Make sure you're in live with us every morning. Every day of the week, myself and DC put down the Sonic G Morning Show. And if you want to check out anything that we've talked about during this Sonicast, you can check it out on the blog. Click on Sonic G right there at camiel.com. Thank you, boo.
Thank you.
Whoop.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.